WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Loud, obnoxious, screaming PSAs and spacing and placing and sunrising and awesomeness.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll program.
Tower cleared.
Roger, roll.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Indicate we are not in time and space as we understand it.
Monster Man, here I come to save the day.
This is gonna be fun.
Anyway, I was waking up, I had a dream just the other day. Somebody took my mind out of my head and flew away. Somebody pinned the badge up on top of my chest. Say, get out there, boy, and do your best. Superman, never could.
Was that fun?
Rocking a nail. Why, Bones, you know this is illegal.
I only use it for medicinal purposes.
Chicken!
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, and sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening, we're beginning a two-week celebration commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 lunar landing. That happened on July 20th, 1969. So tonight, the first in our two-episode sequence of space themes. This one's called Space is the Place. And this being a Tears of the Gods, of course, we've got a special feature for you. Tonight, in fact, we've got three vastly different featured musicians. A little bit of background. Space is the Place, besides being the name of this episode's theme, it was also the name of a show that was hosted here on WMFO right before me by Mose Berkowitz back in the fall of 2007. And he was a really big Sun Ra fan. Sun Ra's jazz pianist and musician. And every episode of Mose's Space is the Place show had Sun Ra as a featured artist. Lots of Sun Ra on that show. Yeah, he was. Sun Ra was a Black American jazz composer, a band leader, a piano and synthesizer player, and he was also known for his cosmic philosophy. He was very much into space themes, and he was very prolific. He was born in Alabama in 1914, but he claimed he was actually from Saturn, and his music revolved around that mythos. And then our second featured artist is one that we've had several times on the show as a featured artist, Jimi Hendrix, perhaps the best electric guitar player ever. Perhaps not, but in any case, he's certainly in the running. And we're really going deep into his music tonight. You know, you're not going to hear Purple Haze, no, or Foxy Lady. We've got songs definitely related to space, plus three selections from his Valleys of Neptune album. That was released in 2010, his second most recent album. And these are deep tracks I'm going to be playing for you. And as much as I love the two different versions of Third Stone from the Sun, that one's also not going to make it into the mix this evening, but plenty of Jimi Hendrix here tonight. Finally, for my ambiance, the music that I play when I'm talking, like right now, we're going to be hearing from our third featured musician, Wendy Carlos, and selections from her Digital Moonscapes album. Among other things, Wendy is a classically trained musician and a pioneering player of the synthesizer. She worked very closely with Bob Moog when he was developing his synthesizers. And she's also a co-inventor of ambient music and one of my absolute four favorite sonic idols, along with Brian Eno, Les Paul, and that crazy Mexican genius producer, composer, arranger, Esquivel. So we started off the show with Jimi Hendrix and something called Astro Man. Obviously, he was having fun there with his producer, Eddie Kramer, at the board, too. And I found that on disc 4 of the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Definitely a deep cut. And then Sun Ra with Plutonian Nights. And then AC/DC making the first of their two appearances with Satellite Blues. So, right now, we're here in Wendy Carlos, and this is a piece called Iapetus, which is a moon of Saturn. And I also wanted to give a shout out and special thanks to WMFO, former WMFO ops director, Nick Andre. And he was one of our absolute best ops directors in terms of getting things done and continuing these days. He still monitors our ops list, which is where people who are involved with technical stuff and particularly technical problems. Well, he's just done such a great job. He now lives in Seattle and he works for Google, but he's helping us out all the time. And we were over today in over in Baloo Hall, which is where our antenna sits, on the top of Baloo Hall here on the Tufts University campus. And we were in this kind of technical room on that top floor right below the antenna dealing with some things. So that was I've always wondered what was in that room, and now I know. And it's a kind of tight fit to get in there. Also, shout-outs to Bob Donovan and Joanne Kesey, who were definitely helping Nick out today with that technical stuff. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going. And we're going to start off on Earth, and then we're going to go up. Well, we're going to start off on Earth with Jimi Hendrix. Then we're going to shoot up into orbit with the Crystal Method and actually go around the moon a bit as Apollo 8 did with their song High Roller that has clips from that Apollo 8 mission. And then we're going to hear from Sun Ra, and then we'll go off to Mars with some desperate rock and roll. And then finally out to Pluto with Bjork. So strap on your seatbelt and get ready to rock here on WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
Here's Jimi Hendrix with Earth Blues.
Saying, Lord, please give us a helping hand. Equipment's guaranteed, but I have my doubts about the stuff inside.
You got it. All right, you are a go. avenge myself upon you, Admiral. I deprived your ship of power, and when I swing around, I mean to deprive you of your life.
Tie on a plane. That's all now. saucer, it's a hot rod crate. I got a cute little gal, we're gonna stay out late. Cause I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. And I'm a going honky tonkin' tonight. Yeah. Girl, she's as cute as can be. She's only got two legs and arms. She sure looks funny to me. Cause I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lover booger man from Mars. And I'm a having a ball tonight.
I've never encountered readings like this before.
History. We have taken both small steps and giant leaps in that pursuit. Right now, men and women are working on the next steps to go farther than we have ever gone before. We don't know what new discoveries lie ahead, but this is the very reason we must go.
For more information about how you can support space exploration, visit supportexploration.com. A message from the Aerospace Industries Association and your spaced out friends here at WMFO in Medford. You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, and we are celebrating space exploration. This is the first of our two-week sequence of episodes commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. And we started off that set on Earth with Jimi Hendrix. Yes, Earth Blues, a deep cut from his catalog. I found that on disc 4 of the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And then we blasted up into orbit and out around the moon with the Crystal Method and High Roller. And that had some clips from the Apollo 8 mission. This transmission is coming to you, which it took me a really long time to figure out what those words were from the original song. And then I decided to look it up on the internet. And I learned a lot more that way. And then Sun Ra, one of our three featured artists, along with Jimi Hendrix and Wendy Carlos. Yes, Sun Ra, Everything is Space from his Somewhere Else album. And then a song going out to DJ Easy Ed, Butch Paulson, Man from Mars. And I found that on an album called Desperate Rock and Roll, Volume 1. And then out to Pluto with Bjork from her album Homogenic. And then a WMFO exclusive remix of a public service message about supporting space exploration. And I did that at the behest of former WMFO operations director Max Goldstein, who was quite a space fan. And he wondered if we could personalize that a bit for the station. And, you know, in terms of supporting space exploration, I'm a very science-oriented person. And in fact, I actually did work on a project for NASA early in my career. I was working for a defense contractor and, working for the military-industrial complex in the early part of my career, 3 years. And one of the projects that I worked on was for, actually it was the biggest project I think I ever worked on there. It was designing a system to simulate the then next generation of the spacesuits and the rocket packs, the extravehicular mobility units, which were not rocket packs at all. Instead, they were kind of shot out gas, not hot exhaust from a rocket. But that got me down to visit the Johnson Space Center in Texas, and my so far only trip to the great state of Texas. But that was fun, our design review there. And what I also wanted to say about that in terms of supporting space exploration going into the future, I think it's awesome the way humans can send out robotic probes beyond the solar system, as well as to the far reaches of the solar system, like the New Horizons probe did out to Pluto, and the way that the Japanese robotic probe that went and landed on an asteroid just the other day did, and going out to Saturn and all of the other planets. But I don't really think that sending human beings out to the moon, especially NASA's current plan of building these big rockets that, the main benefit is that there are contractors in all 50 states who are getting a piece of this pie, but it's not a very good economical, science-worthy design, in my opinion. Robots, yes. Another thing about colonizing planets like Mars, I was pretty psyched at that, but And then I learned more as I think it was in the last 2 years, actually, that scientists have come to understand that the soil of Mars is poisonous to human beings. It's not just that there's no atmosphere at all and that the temperatures are really cold and that. I thought, oh, well, you know, you could build domes and fill the domes with gas and we could have vegetable farms that we can grow there. But no, it's not like we'd be able to go and build a dome and play in the soil there because the soil has various formula, has chlorine in it. And in ways that we can't get rid of. So if we touch the soil, if we breathe it, it's going to kill us. And that's really disappointing, I think. But that seems to be the reality, that if we're going to get to Mars, we aren't going to touch Mars. We're going to be in spacesuits. The human beings who do that are going to be in spacesuits. And you're going to be breathing fake air. And you're never going to be playing in the soil of Mars. Let's send the robots and take lots of pictures and have virtual reality simulations here on Earth. That we can all do. Well, let's get going onto our next set here. And in the, we're going to start off with another Jimi Hendrix song, the title track from Valleys of Neptune. And then we're going to hear from Sun Ra. Actually, it's going to be Theme of the Stargazers. And then we're going to hear a mix that I made based on Brian Eno's The Secret Place, which is on his Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks album, which was music he composed for a movie that was just going to be like a film that the Apollo astronauts shot with Brian Eno's music as the ambiance behind it. But what I've done on that, I mixed up communications from the launch of Apollo 11 and then Neil Armstrong in Mission Control when he was taking his first steps down there. And let me tell you, that was not the smoothest ride that they head down to the surface of the moon. It was actually a pretty hairball descent. And then when they got down there, they kind of made a mistake and they broke something, a switch on the circuit breaker. And there was some real questions at the time with Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong and Mission Control as to whether they were going to be able to blast off after that they walked on the moon. But Buzz Aldrin had actually a kind of pen and a clip, and he pushed it in there, and it worked. But none of this stuff was like easy or safe. They were real American heroes. Yeah, I think when let me just say that, and let me start the next set for you with Jimi Hendrix and Valleys of Neptune here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm not mistaken, they are preparing to mate. Do you think they might let me watch?